Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing what we know about Avengers Endgame. There's a new trailer for Endgame. There's a new trailer for Captain Marvel. There's the first trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home. How this all fits together, we'll get into right after this.
Today's podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. To get $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/MCUcast80 and enter promo code MCUcast80. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Hey, Jeff.
Howdy, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm really, really good. I am super excited about Avengers Endgame, and I'm excited to talk about... We got three trailers since we've really had the chance to talk about the movies, because we have been otherwise occupied with Punisher.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Technically, I guess we've had four since there was some Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. action.
Oh, yeah. We got to get on that, too.
But this now, is movies. We're talking movies.
For now, we're talking Avengers and what these new trailers moving for Avengers. But yes, there is a new TV spot for S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. And so we'll get on that, I guess, in a couple weeks. Whew. So much stuff is Marvel. You just unrelenting. And I love it. And I love you for it.
Hit me more, please.
Going chronologically for the movies that are coming out. We have Captain Marvel. We have Captain Marvel trailer. Yep. I have almost nothing to say about this trailer except they seem to very deliberately be infusing it with a little more personality and humor.
Yeah.
In that first shot, she's like, higher, further, faster, baby. It's just like, that is a lot more emotion and stuff than she showed in that first trailer. And that's what got all the sort of attention, or negative attention, I should say.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're showcasing a lot more of the earthling human side.
Yeah.
Which is the side that would have emotion.
Right. So that makes sense. And that's all I got to say about that. Let's dive into Avengers Endgame trailer, because that's really what we're here to talk about. Just had to give a little lip service to the fact that there was a TV spot.
Yeah, for a movie that's coming out in exactly 4 weeks.
Oh, my Lord. That's insane. I am so excited about that.
It's so great.
So excited. So, Avengers Endgame trailer. Let's just overview it for me. What do you think? What are the big takeaways?
Let's see.
This is the Super Bowl trailer we're talking here.
Yeah, this was during the Super Bowl. I'm a little mad at them for going straight for the dusted logo.
Yeah, well, not only that, they go for an immediate shot of all of our dusted heroes.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, there's a certain theme. It looks all black and white, except that they're focusing on the color red.
Yep, that is true. Which they've been doing for a while, or like that red 10-year logo. Wasn't that red before? Or am I wrong? Just totally
wrong.
No,
they've been doing gold with the 10-year logo.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, maybe the...
But if you look at the first shot, the first shot is of Hope Van Dyne in front of her, like, prototype Wasp costume.
Yeah.
It's all black and white, except for the red accents.
Yeah, and the same thing with the Spider-Man shot and the... Really, I think every shot is only red, is colorful, which is very evocative of, like, Sin City.
Yeah, it is. It reminds me of that a lot. The spirit.
Yeah, the intro is interesting. I definitely just like they're hitting us in the feels right away.
Yep.
But the thing that stood out to me about this trailer is the time jump.
The ghost town?
Well, you hijacked mine with yours.
Sorry.
No, actually. But yes, it looks like New York's looks like a ghost town. But for me, it's the fact that there's some sort of time jump here. We've talked about it, but the fact that they've already printed up posters and they're having meetings about some sort of support groups about people being missing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the world has had enough time to kind of come to grips with like, oh shit, 50% of people are just gone.
Yeah. That's huge. And We've theorized a lot about there being some sort of time jump, and it's interesting because we know from the first trailer that there's not a time jump, at least not at first, because Tony is on that ship.
Right.
But we also know there's some sort of time jump because they're having these meetings. So unless it takes him a while to get home, that's also a possibility. It's possible he'll return home a year later because he's been trapped out in space. And he comes home a year later and the world has moved on. And he's like, how are you moving on?
Right.
Which I think is something Cap says in this trailer, right? He says something about...
He says most people move on.
Yeah.
Not us. God, and the way that, okay, I just want to talk about the one shot where you see Cap's face while he's sitting at that meeting, because that's where he says, you know, some people move on.
Yeah.
The look on his face is just this embittered, just very unhappy, like, how dare you speak the word move on,
or
the phrase move on, like, how can you move on when... Everybody that you love, or 50% of the people that you love, are gone.
Well, it's very it's a different Cap than we've ever seen before. We've never seen Cap lose in such a big way. He's lost friends, he's lost people, but he's never lost the mission. And he did this time, and it cost everyone.
Half of everyone
just had. Well, it cost everyone. It didn't. Not everyone dead, but everyone lost something.
I got you. Everyone is affected.
Yeah, I have to say a funny thing I just saw.
What?
I was watching it with the caption on because obviously I'm not listening to it because we're talking. Just trying to like, and the caption said, so he says, "Some people move on, not us." The caption says, some people
bananas.
Move on. Bananas.
That's just crazy. It's bananas.
That's actually, I was like, what? I don't remember him saying bananas there. and I totally see it. Not us. That's, bananas.
That's one of those things that Cap would say, too. He's like, some people move on. Bananas.
That's bananas.
Like, that's bananas. Because that's such an old thing to say.
Yeah. Super.
Oh, man.
That's some bad captioning at its best.
Yeah.
Really, really, really great. Some really great shots. The biggest thing, I think, is the poster in this trailer. Like, the where do we go now that they're gone? That's a huge deal. I don't know. What is your big takeaway from this trailer?
Well, I mean... Speaking specifically on that poster has a lot going for it. And one of the things that I noticed is like the shadows on that poster are really interestingly shaped.
They are
such that I'm pretty sure that the second from the left is Black Panther and the third from the right is probably Vision.
I thought that for a second. Like, I saw it, and I was like, I bet those are supposed to be shapes of people, and they might be, but man, I think that we're building something onto it. I don't think that's there, because if you look at it, it's really pretty generic human shapes.
Nah, it's very specific. There's only one bald person in the world, and it's Vision.
Well, that's the thing. They all look kind of bald. Everyone looks kind of just roundly headed. So you guys tell us what you think. Are those supposed to be specific shadows? The thing is, if they're specific shadows, to me it doesn't make sense. Because this poster is obviously like a mass-produced poster. And if 50% of the people in the world disappeared, they're probably not going to memorialize the Avengers.
I mean, the Avengers that fell, they might.
Well, would they? We've talked about this before, but the Avengers went against the military and went after Thanos on their own in Avengers Infinity War. It's very possible they're getting the blame for what happened. They they pushed off the Sokovia Accords and went after Thanos. And then they lost. So who knows? Maybe the government would have had a better plan. Maybe they should have listened to the Sokovia Accord.
I very seriously doubt it, but I see where you're coming from.
You don't think that they'll be,
No, I don't think that the governments would have had a better plan.
Oh, sure. I thought you meant you don't think that they'll be being judged.
Oh, no, absolutely. It's I think one of the major themes in this film is going to be dealing with that fallout. And, like, why didn't the Avengers save us is going to be the big question from the regular people. Yeah. And the Avengers are basically going to be saying, we tried.
There is so much to do in this movie.
Right? There are so many beats to hit on.
I would love for them to explore the idea of what how people feel about the Avengers and like what happened. And but I don't know if they have time to even really worry about that. Like I knowing the Russos, they'll do it in some sort of offhanded way.
Yeah.
But man, there's just so much to do in this movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of rumors, swirling around that are just saying that like they can't get the movie under 3 hours.
I've heard that. I saw something and I didn't read the article cause I was busy. Saw something that said they might be doing a break in the middle, like an intermission.
Yeah, there might be an intermission.
Which is crazy. I haven't heard of a movie with an intermission in a long time. Titanic? Yeah. Did Titanic have an intermission or no?
Actually, The Hateful Eight had an intermission.
That's right. Yeah. So that's pretty neat. I love that they are, because they're probably only going to charge a regular amount for this movie. I love that they are respecting the fans enough and being thankful to the fans to be like, you know what? You've been with us for 10 years. We're not going to pull a DC on you and tell the filmmakers they have to cut it down to 2 hours so we can get more showings in a day. We'd rather you come back for weeks and weeks because you love the movie so much, you know?
Yeah. And you're probably going to need a pee break.
Yeah. They want to make it a good experience because that's the thing. They want it to be the payoff for 10 years of movies. And
yeah.
It just seems like they're doing everything right. They're really trying to do that. Super excited. Oh, Jeff, my life just got easier.
How'd your life get easier?
You know what? These wonderful folks at HelloFresh sent me some food.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they sent us some food, too. I love not having to shop for like half the week of groceries. It makes it so easy.
Yeah, it really was great. And I've talked about it a little on the cast, but I've been losing some weight.
I've heard.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your applause. I'm sure you're all out there applauding.
Yeah, put your hands back on the wheel. A lot of people are driving. That's what
true.
We're going for.
It's fair. Put your hands back on the wheel. Don't lose your balance on your treadmill. But achieving these weight loss goals of mine just got easier. And all I got to do is enjoy delicious home-cooked meals with HelloFresh. HelloFresh does all the planning, shopping, and prepping so I can focus and enjoy a new year and a healthier me.
And new food that you've never tried before?
Yeah, man. I'm down 132 pounds as of today.
That's crazy.
That's at least a whole person. But I got to tell you, it's gotten really hard. It's really hard to prep and shop and do all that. So much of the work. And yeah. Getting healthy options delivered right to my house is amazing. They've been a sponsor of the podcast for almost a year now, and it's been really helpful in this process. It's nice having something that I can cook at home, that comes prepackaged and ready to cook without having to shop for it, without having to choose or meal plan at all. It's just right there, and they all come with calories right there on the thing. It's just been really great for me.
You know what would help drive home that concept of how easy it is?
What's that?
Think about this. All those pre-measured ingredients and everything in that bag that they send you and that 6-step recipe card with pictures on it is doable by my 10-year-old.
Really?
My 10-year-old little girl cooks for us now because HelloFresh is that simple.
That's amazing. HelloFresh, put your kids to work.
Right? Get labor out of them. That's yeah. What, I mean, you went through labor to bring them into this world. Now it's time to put them to labor. Right?
I think we might be regressing society a little bit by saying all that. Let's get back to how great HelloFresh is.
Well, it's gotten her loving cooking.
That's rad. You hadn't told me that yet. That's cool that she's helping.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to surprise you with that.
Surprise me right here in the ad. I feel embarrassed. Yeah.
And then, it's helped me at least get out of the rut that I've been in as far as recipes, because we're getting things from HelloFresh that I hadn't thought to cook before.
Right.
And, you know, things coming at me like, what did we have this week? We had pork bulgogi meatballs.
Those were so good.
With jasmine rice and like a little, it was almost like a doshua. There was carrots and zucchini. Oh my, that was so good.
That was really, really good. The sauce was so tasty, and just the sausage balls themselves. And for me though, it was the chicken sausage orzotto. Ooh. I've never heard of orzotto before. See, I'm not as much of a cook as Jeff is, so I don't know all these terms, but orzotto, it was just pasta dish. Chicken sausage orzotto was amazing. If you get HelloFresh and you get the chance, order that. It's awesome.
So it sounds like it got you out of your comfort zone at the very least, just, you know, with something new that you found to be delicious.
For sure, man. I'm very much out of my recipe rut. When it's just me, I just cook like chicken thighs by themselves with no seasoning and like put cheese on them. I'm a simple man with simple tastes. And this has been just a flavor explosion. Yeah. So I'm out of my recipe rut. I started cooking outside of my comfort zone. It's really, really great. So guys, if you want to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your recipe rut, go to HelloFresh.com/MCUcast80 and enter promo code MCUcast80 to get $80 off your first month. Your first four boxes, you get $80 off. It's $20 per box. And you save, that's like getting eight free meals.
That's a spectacular deal.
So go to HelloFresh.com/MCUcast80 and enter promo code MCUcast80. It supports the cast and it gets you some food. You got to eat, you know, and might as well do it right.
Send me some pictures of what you cook. I want to see. Ooh. I want to see how good you guys do too.
Challenge accepted, Jeff. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, throw it up. Throw it up. Let's see. There's one shot that kind of like made me wonder, like, what the hell is going on? Cap and Rhodey and Banner and Natasha are... At first it looked like a football field they were walking out in, but it's the Avengers facility that you can see behind them. And they're all looking up in kind of the same direction.
Huh. Yeah, I've watched a few, you know, what is happening in this trailer videos since this has come out, of course. And people are theorizing all kinds of stuff. They're like, you see the notable distance between these two characters? That probably means there's a CGI character between them that we don't know about yet. Stuff like that. It's like, they're just like, they're really looking like that Charlie from It's Always Sunny with the red string everywhere.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
The conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I mean, they took out Spider-Man from the Civil War trailers.
I know. Yeah, they took out Spider-Man. They took out, they added Hulk in the Avengers Infinity War movie. They could do anything they want to this trailer. Like, they've set a precedent now. And the funny thing is, like, I think at some point we hated when studios lied to us. And I think it may just be Stockholm Syndrome, but I think I love it when they lie to me now.
Because it doesn't give anything away.
Yes. Like, lie to me all the time. Lie to me every day, Marvel.
Tell me it's going to be a romance movie and just drag the rug out from under me.
Just completely avert my expectations. Set up expectations and then blow them out of the water. That's what I want. And man, this trailer, they're showing us nothing. Like,
they really are just like nothing at all.
I have little to say about this trailer, and not because it's not exciting me, but because there's just so little actual information. That's what I'm talking about these people online who are like really digging into every frame and trying to decide what's not there and what that means. Like, that's craziness, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in this shot where, you know, I was talking about those four characters in the field, it looks like they're all looking up kind of in the same direction, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. That field shot. I see.
And yeah, it's at about the 15-second mark. And that makes me think that there might be something coming from higher up than them.
For
down?
Sure. Yeah, it looks like something's
like
landing.
Like maybe Tony
possibly.
Stark's landing a ship?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And also, another thing that gives that theory credence is there's another shot in the trailer of Gamora and him working On the ship?
Yeah, it looks like they're doing some engineering.
Yeah, which to me, I said it before, that's how I want him to get out of that. I want him to have one of his classic Tony Stark moments where he like has a flash of inspiration and then does something to fix the ship, you know?
Yep. Yep.
That's what I want out of that. I want like just something to happen that like triggers a thought and then Tony Stark his way out of that situation.
Let's see. She's like, Gamora's holding some pliers at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that she's holding in the other hand.
Hmm.
At first I thought it was just like her hand had come apart because like I figured that she might still have that like robotic claw.
Yeah.
But that's, it looks like she's got all of her hands in a normal state in this trailer.
Yeah. There's a shot of Rocket. And this I'm straight up taken from somebody on YouTube.
Where he's walking in the door looking like he's on the coast of Norway, like in a fishing village.
Well, here's the thing. This is the thing that someone on YouTube said, and I think it's a pretty good theory. He's on a shore, and there are lobster baskets behind him.
Yep.
And one of the most common places in the world for lobster baskets is Maine. Okay. And that's where, in the comics, that's where Carol Danvers is from.
Oh.
So that's, you know, who knows? That could mean absolutely nothing.
Oh, snap! And Rocket is the one that saw that her cat, not Goose, Chewie was his name in the comics. Rocket's the one that saw that the cat was an alien and tried to kill him.
Oh, funny. In the comics, that's pretty great.
Yep.
So I don't feel like we learned a whole lot, except for the time. There is going to be a time jump. Some sort of time is going to pass in this movie. This is not going to happen over two days, which excites me. It excites me.
Yeah, I mean, we get a long time for the Avengers to deal with their failure and kind of figure out what that means for the world and how everybody deals with that.
Absolutely.
And we see that Clint Barton does it by getting a sweet new haircut.
All right, well, how about we dive a little bit into this Spider-Man Far From Home trailer? I don't think we need to go shot by shot because it's 2.5 minutes long, and that will take us 3 hours. But there's a new Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. So first big takeaway for what's going to happen in the MCU based on this trailer, Spider-Man is going to survive.
Maybe.
Probably. I say probably. Yeah. Because this could theoretically happen before Avengers Infinity War. That is a possibility.
It could, because he's got the red and blue and black striped suit on in the beginning of the trailer. That's the same suit that he had on in Civil War and the one that he got taken from him in Homecoming.
Yeah. He does appear to have been Spider-Man a while in this film.
Yeah.
What if he ends up actually dying for good in an Endgame, and then two planned Spider-Man movies just have to happen in the in-between times.
Because it was 2 years since Civil War to Infinity War.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time for him to get into shenanigans.
Yeah, it is absolutely possible. It does seem like he's been Spider-Man a while when he's swinging, like, which they avoided in the first movie. They didn't really have him swing much. And because I think he just wasn't that good at it yet. There's even that scene where he goes up high and is like freaked out.
And there were several times where he like would hit stuff or when he like hit the ground.
Yeah. He's not good yet.
But now he's doing great.
Yeah. Or then, whenever this movie happens.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that alive, even though I'm fairly certain it happens after the fact. I'm keeping that theory alive purely to keep myself not knowing what happens in Endgame.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't bring everybody back. Maybe everyone's dead. And every one of these announced films that's coming up, all the Black Panther, everything, that's just all in those in-between years.
No. Feige said before that
Don't tell me that stuff. That's not official information.
Yes, it is. We've talked about it before.
I don't listen to myself.
Okay. All right.
I'm just teasing, man. Tell me the inflation. Nah. I'm just teasing.
Feige has said before that Far From Home picks up seconds after the events of Endgame.
Right. That is interesting stuff.
Like, so what has to happen?
Maybe they come back. Maybe. Or it never happened at all.
Yeah. They fixed time.
The thing that's interesting to me most about this trailer, and we already knew this, but it's got my wheels turning about a theory that I've had for a while, but I don't think I've mentioned on the cast yet. Because I think it's a good, I think this theory is solid. So,
well, hit me with
spoiler alert if it's real. I apologize for ruining everything because it's going to be a great reveal if it's true.
Okay.
Nick Fury's a Skrull.
Get straight the hell out of town.
Hear me out. Nick Fury's a Skrull. Here's why. He's always protected the planet from other alien threats that were not the Skrulls. At least now he has. He probably gets, there's probably, if it will be confirmed in my mind for sure, if there's a scene in Captain Marvel where he is left fighting a Skrull and then he like shows back up a scene later, like acting like I made it through. I'm like, that's where they made the change. So I bet there's going to be a scene in Captain Marvel where they make, where they're able to make the change. And he has been a Skrull the entire time. The reason this is beautiful is because we know him so well. We think we do, but he's never actually been the protagonist of a movie. He's always just been this behind-the-scenes guy. So if he was, it is perfectly believable that he could have been a Skrull this whole time.
Oh, God.
And he's worked really hard to protect the planet. He created the Avengers to protect the planet from the Chitauri invasion, from Ultron, from you know, all these major threats. But the truth is, he was just saving the planet for the Skrulls.
For the secret invasion.
Yeah. He was just preventing these other galactic threats from stopping their plans.
Oh, man.
That's my theory. I think it's pretty good.
That's a solid one and would blow my mind. We'll find out in 4 weeks.
And the thing that leads me to feel that way even more is that they're focusing on him so much. He is going to be in two movies, heavily featured in two movies this year. And so I think they're building him up to then pull him out from under us like the rug that he is.
Oh, man.
Especially if the Skrull he's going to fight has one eye.
Yeah. She blasts his eye out.
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be so great. And like, we all would know exactly what was going on. Like, he stabs out the Skrull's eye, and you think that means he won, but really, you know that means he lost. Anyway, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Calling my shot. All right.
Calling the shot. That's a big call.
He's a Skrull. It would be just the perfect Skrull because he's been here since the first MCU movie, and then he ends up being the Skrull. But it wouldn't really take away from the character, you know what I mean? Because we've never seen he's always been the shadowy, we don't know his motives character. I'm excited about it. I think it's the thing. If it is true, I'm kind of sad I figured it out, and I apologize to everyone.
Oh shit. Avengers 1. My people want nothing but peace with your planet. Yeah, but you're not the only ones out there, are you?
Nick Fury was saying
because of him, and pointed at Thor, and Thor's like, my people want nothing but peace with your planet. And he said, yeah, but you're not the only ones out there, are you? Something a Skrull would say.
Yeah, that is something a Skrull would say. It's perfect. I think it's a good theory. We'll see. We'll see.
You know what's crazy about Nick Fury is that he doesn't, like, he's hiding in Peter's room in Venice and doesn't raise his spider sense until he shoots Ned in the neck with a dart gun.
I wonder if that's a power of a Skrull. Yeah, that trailer looks fun. I think that Mysterio looks awesome.
Dude, Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, like, I don't know that there's ever been more perfect casting. Because he's got all of the charisma needed to pull off Mysterio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mysterio has always been that one that's just like, he's the showboat. He's, you know, he's the special effects guy in, you know, in the comics. But, like, he's the showboat. He's always trying to do this bigger, better thing. And, like, Jake Gyllenhaal is perfect for that.
The thing that I really love about him as Mysterio that I've never, I don't think it's from the comics, but I think they very deliberately did it here. His costume is very Thor inspired.
Yeah, his costume is Thor inspired, and it looked like he was doing like Doctor Strange magic.
It did, which makes less sense to me because unless he is actually doing magic, which I don't think he is.
No, I think it's effects.
The Thor stuff made sense to me because he's at least I think what the plot of this movie is, and I'm not totally sure. I think because it's straight out of the comics that Mysterio does. Mysterio pretends to be a hero, and all these villains are actually just projections that he's created with special effects. That's probably how this movie's going to go. You know, could be something different, but.
No, it's, I mean, that makes perfect sense, is that all of this are things that he has kind of conjured up, created, made happen in some way so that he can make himself look to be the hero. Yeah. And he did a very Thor-inspired costume so that he could project the look of a hero.
Exactly.
But then he's got the fishbowl helmet.
Yeah, he's literally trying to look like the Avengers. I just love that he's basically like an Avengers knockoff. I just think that's super fun.
He's kind of all of the Avengers.
Yeah, he is. He's got
together.
He kind of is. At least, like his armor looks very Iron Man.
Yeah, his armor to like in the plates looks like Iron Man. He's got the cape and the chest parts that Thor has. He's shooting blasts out of his hands that, you know, that's obviously what
resembles Doctor Strange, but what were you?
Well, the symbols resemble Doctor Strange, but the blast is like, that's a classic Iron Man move to shoot out of the hands.
Yeah. He definitely looks like he is comping all the Avengers, like, looks.
Cap's nomad beard.
That is nowhere near Cap's nomad beard. You take that back.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, that's anything else you want to say about this trailer before we wrap them up?
It's really funny that Flash Thompson adores Spider-Man, but then still calls Peter a dickwad.
Yeah, I love that. the face that Peter makes when he gives him the thumbs up at the end is just some of my favorite acting I've seen from Tom Holland. I really love that.
It's that thumbs up, but like to hell with you kind of thumbs up at the same time. Like,
it's super charming. I just love it.
Jackass.
I love it a lot.
Yep.
Well, guys, there's a lot of exciting stuff coming. We're going to be back with you next week with our Punisher feedback. And then probably shortly after that, we're going to finally get to talk about this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trailer. Hope you've been enjoying all the Punisher casts. If you haven't watched Punisher yet and you're just tuning in for this, go watch Punisher. If you haven't watched Daredevil, watch that first, then watch Punisher. You got a lot of seasons to watch. If you're not up on the Netflix Marvel stuff, you need to be. This season of the Punisher was freaking amazing. And we just did 13 casts in a row about it, so go check that out. We'll be back next week with more Punisher talk, and then shortly after with more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. talk. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at MCUcast.com, at MCUcast on all the social medias, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU to leave a voicemail, and we'll talk about that feedback. If you want to support the cast, go to patreon.com/MCUcast and get early and ad-free access to all the episodes. That's about it. We love you guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.